Bush Family Mourns Passing of Patriarch and 41st POTUS George H.W. Bush. By Joshua Kaplan on November 30, 2018. The Bush family mourned the loss of their family patriarch, former President George Herbert Walker Bush, in a series of statements released following the passing of the 41st Commander-in-Chief on Friday. Former President George W. Bush, Jeb, Neil, Marvin, Doro, and I are saddened to announce that after 94 remarkable years, our dear dad has died, President George W. Bush said in a statement. George H.W. Bush was a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. The entire Bush family is deeply grateful for 41's life and love, for the compassion of those who have cared and prayed for dad, and for the condolences of our friends and fellow citizens. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush Jr. Nothing gave my Gampy more joy than service to others, especially supporting and caring for those who risk making the ultimate sacrifice every day, Jeb Bush Jr. tweeted. His leadership taught us to be kinder and gentler, to love each other. We will miss him dearly. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush. My grandfather was the greatest man I ever knew, Bush wrote in a statement shared to Twitter. His life spanned the American century. He fought in World War II, took part in the Texas oil boom, served out a distinguished career in public service, including serving as president during the final days of the Cold War. Along the way, he married the love of his life and was a father to six, including a president and two governors. But to me, he will always be Gampy, Bush continued. The man who taught me to fish in Maine, to throw a horseshoe and to swing a baseball bat lefty. He was more than a great man, he was a good man. His courage was matched by his compassion, and his dedication to country was equaled only by his devotion to his family. Gampy, we love you and we will miss you. But we will never forget you, he concluded. Former President George H.W. Bush passed away at the age of 94. Family spokesman Jim McGrath announced Bush died shortly after 10 p.m. this evening, nearly 8 months after the death of his wife, former First Lady Barbara Bush. The nation's 41st president served from 1989 to 1993, and 8 years later watched his son George W. became the 43rd president. The elder Bush saw his popularity swell with the United States' success in the Gulf War in 1991, only to watch it evaporate in a brief but deep recession. The Republican was defeated in his bid for a second term by Democrat Bill Clinton. Bush had also been a World War II hero, Texas congressman, CIA director, and Ronald Reagan's vice president. The Associated Press contributed to his report.